तथा देहांतरम प्राप्ति धीर सत नमय. सो दिस इज ए स्टेटमेंट बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड भगवान उवाच. यट यू आर नॉट दिस बॉडी. द फर्स्ट इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर स्पिरिचुअल अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज टू नो दैट आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी. दिस इज द बिगिनिंग. द सो कॉल्ड योगीज दे आर एक्सरसाइजिंग द बॉडी studying the psychology of the mind by charts, by so many humbugs. But our philosophy that we are not this body. And what is the question of exercising the body and spiritual realization? If I am not this body, then how I can realize myself simply by some gymnastic process? So this is the mistake. The Kurmis, Gyanis and the Yogis. The Kurmis, pretty worker, materialistic person, they want bodily comfort. Their only idea is how to get the best comfort of this body. This body means the senses. We have got eyes, ears, nose, mouth, tongue, hands, genitals, so many senses we have got. So as soon as we are in the bodily concept of life, immediately the necessity is for sense gratification. But Krishna says to Arjuna that you are not this body. So therefore, my self-interest does not depend on my bodily comforts. They do not know this. Everyone at the present moment in this age, they are only business is how to gratify the senses. The Western countries, they have got little information, but in India there was cultivation of all kinds of philosophy. So atheist philosophy was there. Charvak Muni is the chief of the atheist class of philosophers. So he said hedonism. The Western philosophy is hedonism. That eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. This philosophy. So long you have got this body, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. The Charvak Muni also said like that. Rinam kritya ghritam pivet. In India, bodily enjoyment means first tongue. Tongue's enjoyment everywhere, here also. Tongue's enjoyment. So if we want to control our senses, therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur, following the footsteps of previous acharya, he says that control your tongue. Control your tongue. And in the Bhagavata also it is said, अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि न भवेत ग्राह्यम इंद्रिय. विद आवर दिस ब्लंट सेंसेस We cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. The senses are so imperfect that you cannot acquire any perfect knowledge, material or spiritual, by the senses. That is not possible. Even if you cannot know perfectly the affairs of this material world, just like they are studying the moon planet, the nearest planet, besides this moon planet, there are millions and trillions of other planets. They cannot say anything. Because the senses are imperfect. How you can understand? I can see, say, up to 1 mile. But when there is question of millions and trillions of miles, how you can use your senses and have the perfect knowledge? So you cannot have even material knowledge perfectly by using these senses. What to speak of? God and spiritual knowledge. That is beyond, avang manasa gochara, beyond your conception. Therefore Shastra says, Atha Sikrishna Namadi Navavid Grayam Indriyai. If you want to know God by mental speculation, that is frog philosophy, Dr. Frog, calculating Atlantic Ocean, sitting down in the well. This is called frog philosophy. You cannot understand. Then, how it is possible to understand? The next line is, Sevanamukhehi jivhado swayameva spurat. If you employ your tongue in the service of the Lord, He will reveal Himself to you. He will reveal. Revelation. So therefore, you have to control the tongue. What is the tongue's business? The tongue's business is test and vibrate. So you vibrate in service of the Lord, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O the energy of the Lord, kindly engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. It has no other meaning. O my Lord Krishna, and O the energy of Krishna, Radharani especially, kindly, both of you, engage me in your service. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Haha Prabhu Nanda Suto Vrishabhanu Suta Juto. My Lord Krishna, you are well known as the son of Nanda Maharaj. And your eternal consort, Radharani, she is also known as the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So both of you are here. Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta. Koruna Karaha Eva. Now I have come to you. Please, both of you, be merciful upon me. This is Hare Krishna. Be merciful upon me. Narottama Dasa Kahe Nathaliya Rangabhaya. You are lotus feet, young God. Don't neglect me or push away with your lotus feet. I think if Krishna kicks and push away, that is our great fortune. You see, he Krishna kicks with his lotus feet, go away. That is also a great fortune. What to speak of accepting? Just like when Krishna was kicking on the hood of the Kaliya. So the Kaliya's wife prayed, my dear sir, I do not know this culprit, Kaliya, how he became so fortunate that his hood is being kicked by you. Your touch of lotus feet, great sages, saintly personal, trying to meditate upon millions of years, but this Kaliya, I do not know, what did he do in his past life that he is fortunate that his hood is being kicked by you? So, this is our position, that we cannot understand Krishna by our mental speculation, limitation. That is not possible. We have to engage. Sevanmukhi hi jiva do. Beginning from jiva, and tongue. Tongue is the greatest enemy, and it is the greatest friend also. If you allow the tongue to do whatever it likes, smoking, drinking, eating meat and this and that, then it is your greatest enemy. And if you do not allow the tongue, you can control the tongue, then you can control all the senses. Automatically. Tar madde jubhavati lobhomaya sudurumati tare jeta kothina saṃsāre Krishna bara dayamaya kuribare jubhajaya saprasad anna dila bhai sei prasad anna pao radha krishna guna ga premedako chaitanya. So tongue should be used always for glorifying the Supreme Lord. That is our business, is the tongue. And the tongue should not be allowed to anything except Krishna Prasad. Then you become liberated simply by controlling the tongue. And if you allow the tongue to do anything, then it is very difficult. So the spiritual education, as Krishna says, begins when you understand that I am not this body, and satisfying the senses is not my business, because I am not this body. If I am not this body, why shall I bother myself to satisfy the body only? Body means the senses. This is the first nature. So the karmis, jnanis, yogis, they are all trying to satisfy the demands of the body. The karmis are directly doing that. Eat, drink, be merry, enjoy. That is their philosophy. Jnani is also, he's simply trying to understand that I am not this body. Neti, 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 neti. This is not, this is not, this is not, this is not. This. The yogis, they are also trying to come to the point of controlling the senses by bodily exercise. What are you? So their center of activity is body. Center of activity is body. And our philosophy begins that you are not this body. When they will pass their examination in studying this body, then they may be able to understand what is their function. But our philosophy begins that you are not this body. Postgraduate study. You are not this body. That is Krishna's instruction. We have seen so many big politicians and scholars in India. They write comments on Bhagavad Gita, but they write on this bodily concept of life. You have seen in our country the great leader Mahatma Gandhi, his photo is with some Bhagavad Gita. But what did he do throughout his whole life? The bodily concept. I am Indian. I am Indian. Nationalism means that's bodily concept of life. I am Indian, I am American, I am Canadian. But we are not this body. Then where is the question of I am Indian, I am American, I am Canadian? So they have no this knowledge, the bodily concept of life, they absorb and is still there, authority of Bhagavad Gita. Just see the fun. And Bhagavad Gita teaches in the beginning, you are not this body. And they are in the bodily concept of life, that's just try to understand what is their position. What they can understand Bhagavad Gita. If one is feeling that I belong to this nation, I belong to this family, I belong to this community, I belong to this cult, I belong to this, I belong to this religion, everything is bodily concept of life. The yogis, they are also trying to understand by bodily exercise. The jnani is also trying to know, understand fully that I am not this body. And the kormis, they cannot understand. They are as animals. The animals cannot understand that he is not body. Factually, the kormis, jnanis, yogis are a little maybe elevated than the animals, that's all. They are on the animal platform, but it is a little elevated. So I give this example, perhaps you heard it, that the dry side of the stool. India, they pass stool on the open field. So at the end of the day, because there is sunshine, the upper side of the stool becomes dried. And the lower side is still moist. So somebody says, this side is very good. He does not know it is stool after all. This side or that side. So these rascals, they are on the bodily concept of life and they are thinking that I am nationalist, I am yogi, I am this, I am that, I am that. This is the philosophy. So long you are in the bodily concept of life, you are no better than the animal. That is the Bhagavad philosophy. You are animal. Jashyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Jashyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijjadhi. Jatirtha buddhi salilena karhichi. Janesu avigyesu saeva gokala. So, gokhara means, go means cow, khara means ass, animals. So who is that? Jashyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatu. This bag of tridhatu, kapha pitta vayu. If one thinks that I am this body. And in body relation, because in body relation I have got my family, society, children, wife, country, and therefore they are mine. So just shatma buddhi kunapi tidha. Sadhi. Sadhi means thinking they are mine. I am there. Sadhi kalatra adishu. Kalatra means wife. Through wife we get children. We expand. The Sanskrit word is stri. Stri means expansion. I remain one. As soon as I get wife, I get become two, then three, then four, then five, like that. That is called stri. So, our expansion, these expansions, this material expansion, bodily expansion means illusion. Janasya mohoyam ahangamameti. This illusion increases. That I am this body, and in bodily relation, everything is my. Ahang mama. Ahang means I, and mama means my. So long one shall remain in the bodily concept of life, his illusion will increase. It will never decrease. Therefore, the first instruction of Krishna to Arjuna, because if Arjuna would not have been in that position of illusion, that I am this body, and the other side, my brother, my grandfather, my nephews, they are all my relations. How can I kill? This is illusion. Therefore, to dissipate this illusion, darkness, Krishna begins the first lesson, that you are not this body. Deinasmin yathadehi kaumara jovanangira tatha dehantram prapti. You'll have to change this body, as you have already changed. You have already changed. You are a baby, you change your body to child, you change your body to boyhood, you change your body to youthhood, you change your body to old man. Now, after changes of body, as you have already changed so many times, similarly, there will be another change. You'll have to accept another body. Very simple logic. You have already changed. So, tatha dehantram prapti dhirastatva namahiyati. So, don't be afraid that your nephews and grandfather or guru and these, they will die. They will not die. Change the body. That's it. So, namahiyati dhira. Dhira means sober, whose brain is nice, cool brain. One should not be bewildered when there is change of body. But the point is, Krishna says that tatha dehantram prapta, another change of body. Sober, one who is sober, he will think, then what kind of body I am going to get next? That is the problem. But these rascals, they do not know. Still, they are proud of their intelligence. He does not know for what kind of body he has come to this body and what he is going to get next body. They have no intelligence. Even they are said that suppose if you get next body, dog's body, they say, what is the harm? Yes? In what is called Hawaii University. One student says like that. His student is being educated, but he doesn't care even if he is going to become a dog next life. This is the education. This is the education. And they are intelligent. Professor Kotovsky said in Moscow, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. You see, he is professor. And he is student. So this is the position of so-called professor, student, university, all rascals. This is our challenge. All rascals. Because than the bodily concept of life. I am this body. And the body has no change. But he's changing, he's seeing actually in this life. Still, he will not believe that after changing this body, I'll get another body. It is very logical. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumar jubanangira tatha dehantaram prati. Exactly in the same way, as we have changed so many times this body, I will have to change. Therefore, one who is intelligent, he should try to understand that what kind of body I am going to get next. That is intelligent. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What kind of body you can get? Janti deva brata devan, pitrin janti pitri brata, bhuteja janti bhutani. Madhyajinopi janti ma. If you want to go to the higher planetary system where demigods live for hundreds and thousands and millions of years, just like Brahma, Brahma's one day you cannot calculate. So in higher planetary system you have got thousands and thousands of better facility for sense gratification and duration of life, everything. Otherwise, why the Kurmis, they want to go to the heavenly planet? So, Janti Deva Bratal Deva. So if you try to go to the higher planetary system, you can go, Krishna says. There is process. Just like for going to the moon planet, one must be very expert in the karma kanda, creative activities. By karma kanda, you get by the resultant action of your pious activities, you can be promoted to the moon planet. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But you cannot enter moon planet by your this process. By force we shall go with this aeroplane and jets and Sputniks. That's not possible. Suppose if I've got a nice motor car in America, if I want to enter in another country forcibly, is it possible? No. You must get the passport, visa, you must get sanction from the government, then you can enter. Not because that you have got a very good car, you will be allowed. So we cannot by force. This is foolish attempt, childish attempt. They cannot go. Therefore nowadays they stop, they do not speak. They are realizing their failure. In this way you cannot. So, but there is possibility you can go. If you adopt the real process, you can be promoted. Similarly, you can go to the Pitri Logas by offering sraddhas and pinda. You can go to the Pitri Loka. Similarly, you can remain in this loka. Bhutejya. Similarly, you can go back to home, back to God. So, who is intelligent? And if you ask, what is the benefit by going to the planet, back to home, back to Godhead? That is assured in the Bhagavad Gita. Māmupetta kauntiya dukkhālayam masāsatam nāpunubhanti. If you come to me, then you won't have to accept again this material body, which is full of miserable condition. You will remain in your spiritual body. So our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for, allowing, elevating all living entities. Of course, it is not for all. It is very difficult. But anyone who has accepted this Krishna consciousness movement, if he follows the principles, then he is surely going to home, back to God. That is certain. But if you deviate, if you become attracted by Maya, that is your business. But we are giving you information. This is the process, a simple process. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, be purified, remain always liberated from material clutches. And takta deham, maam upeta, janma karma me dibbam jujanati. If you simply try to understand Krishna, then takta deham, after quitting this body, mamiti, he will come to me. So this is our philosophy. It is very simple, and everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You try to realize and preach this cult for the benefit of the whole world, then everyone will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.